MKTO on the drive with How Can I Forget.
In Algoa country, we love holidays, we love summer, and we love our beaches. Mm-hmm. So on the line today is Morgan Griffiths. He's a senior project manager with the Sustainable Tourism Unit and a project manager involving something called Blue Flag Beaches, which we're not unfamiliar with in Algoa country. However, I'll start by introducing Morgan all the way via the line from Durban, where you find yourself today. In the Eastern Cape, Morgan, we've got some Blue Flag Beaches and around the country.
That's right, Roland. And, we have just started the Blue Flag season for 2021. And in fact, we're celebrating our 20th year of having Blue Flag beaches in this country.
20 years.
It's a remarkable achievement.
Absolutely.
It's a remarkable achievement for South Africa and our tourism.
One of those beaches that has had consecutively 20 years is right here in Algoa country, isn't it?
That's right, Humid Beach. In fact, it was one of the first beaches that South Africa started with as a Blue Flag beach all those years ago in 2001. Because, Roland, this Blue Flag, it's an international eco-label. It's a symbol of excellence in beach management, and that's water quality and its safety and security, environmental management, as well as environmental education. And this project, this program called Blue Flag, is an international program, and the standards that our Blue Flag beaches need to meet these international standards. So this is not just some local homegrown willy-nilly thing. This is a really important, and it's one of the most recognized eco-labels for excellence in the tourism industry.
Around the whole world, the best beaches are labeled this kind of Blue Flag beach. So there's two things I wanted to ask you.
That's right.
Firstly, what does it take to be a Blue Flag beach? And then talk to us a little bit about how the Wildlife and Environmental Society of South Africa has pushed to increase the number of beaches that get this really great international status.
Absolutely. Roland, it's very difficult to get a Blue Flag beach because it requires standard of excellence. And, you know, a lot of people go, well, our municipalities, they just don't have it together. They can't do excellence. And Blue Flag proves this wrong. You know, to get a Blue Flag, you've got to have superb water quality. It's got to be safe to drink. You've got to have your tap water. You can't have sewage coming down your rivers into your beach areas. You've got to have good waste management. You've got to have well-trained lifeguards that are properly equipped. You've got to have safety and security services on the beach. It takes a great deal of effort to get it, but the reward for doing so is showing that symbol of a blue flag flying over a beach that this place is safe, it's secure. It's a symbol for tourists, particularly those of our target countries in Europe that come out here going, this is a safe place to come. It's also a symbol that this is a safe place to invest because if a municipality has got blue flag beaches, it's showing that they actually are capable of excellence. They've got their systems together. They are protecting the environment. They are creating real value in terms of service delivery and job creation for local people.
And you guys were driving 19 additional sites this year, weren't you?
That's right. So this year we had 58 different beaches, and we've got some marinas, as well as tourism boat operators that have qualified as full status. And those are beaches that are now meeting all the high standards. And we've got another 19 that are just joining in the program, and these are called pilot beaches, Roland. And so they might not be able to meet all the criteria this year, but it's a developmental year. So WESA, the Wildlife Society, as well as with our partners, the municipality and the National Department of Tourism, we assist these beaches in getting themselves prepared so that they can showcase what they've got to offer not only local tourists but international tourists.
And it's quite an achievement to be able to fly 58 blue flags in 2020. I mean, the season kicked off yesterday, and how do people find out which beaches, you know, obviously this is not a big international tourist season, but where you live, you might be able to go and visit a beach that you know is rated at top international standards. How do we find out where these beaches are?
That's pretty easy to do. What you've got to go to is our WESA website, and that's WESA, WESA.org.za. And you can look under our sustainable unit, and you will find the Blue Flag project there, and all the beaches and all the marinas are listed there. Otherwise, if you do a bit of Googling, there's quite a lot in the news at the moment about our beaches. And I can just give you a quick heads up on them. Here in the metro, we've got Humid and Kings and Hobie. let's not mind that Suma Beach has been one of only two beaches in the entire 20 years that have maintained blue flag standards, and has been in the program every year for 20 years. And that's one of two beaches in the world outside of Europe. So it's a hell of achievement. And the Metro, led by Kitty Ngezi and the beach office there, have done incredible work to keep it running. But coming on board, we've got Wells Estate and Blue Water Bay. They pilots a little bit up the coast from us. We've got Carissa's and Kelly's and Kenton beaches up there. Even at Hamatola, we've got Hamburg and Beira beaches that have joined the program, Hamburg being a full status and Beira being a pilot. And a little bit further down from you, Roland, there at in the Coca municipality, you've got Dolphin, which is a full status beach, and they, in fact, also been in the program for over 10 years.
Beautiful.
A fantastic achievement there. And Cape St. Francis, it's a pilot. It's a beautiful little beach there. Right further up the coast, I can't remember if it gets all the way up to Mazana, but they've just joined the program. And then I know Algoa stretches down into the Mossel Bay area.
Yep.
And in the Plek area, we've got six blue flag beaches down in the Plek. They're doing really well under John Prince there, as well as we've got two sustainable boat operators, offshore adventures out there. They're doing fantastically. Meisner, you've got Teeson Island, as well as Teeson Island Homeowners Association. So those two marinas in, looking after their sites absolutely fantastically there. And not forgetting Royal Alfred Marina. They've been in the program for a number of years as well.
Awesome. Well, listen, thank you so much to all of them for their hard work, and to you guys at WESA, Morgan Griffiths, Senior Project Manager from the Sustainable Tourism Unit. Thank you for your guys' hard work on the Blue Flag beaches, making sure that all the beaches you mentioned and a whole lot more are still our international standard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
good having you
Any
on.
Any of your listeners have got an issue at the beach, all they've got to look out for is Blue Flag beach stewards. These are people, youngsters that we've been employed, 100 youngsters working on Blue Flag beaches around the country. They're tourism ambassadors. You've got a problem on the beach, you're welcome to go up to them and ask them for assistance. They will put you in contact with the right help that's there. They'll be running activities out on our beaches as well, educational, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, look out for them wearing bright blue shirts, beach steward on the back, and they'll be able to assist you, do yourselves on our Blue Flag beaches.
Morgan Griffiths from WESA, thank you so much for the great work. And everyone, this is your official invitation. The season opened on the 1st. Get to a Blue Flag beach near you.
Wherever you go, take us along for the ride.
Algoa FM.